Welcome back to the Fundamental Breakdown. So today, I'm going to try to dismantle the feminine energy and explain how the masculine energy has pretty much taken over. And due to the feminist movement, the feminine energy now wants to take over or take on the masculine energy. The feminist energy caused a wedge between the masculine and feminine energy, so now there is a space between us. Because now it then became about a power struggle. Like, who gonna control who? Like, at the end of the day, really, this is outside of nature because truly, the power is split equally. But because the feminine energy is in its masculine form, the power struggle is over the light now. Like, who has the most shine? See, today, the feminine energy wants to shine like the sun. And that's why the feminine feels like she has no power, because she's trying to shine like the sun versus be the darkness, the true power source behind all suns and all creation. See, when we play our part in nature, we know where our power lies. We know where the power is. See, when we play our role, there is no struggle between who's going to control who, because we both controlling our part. We have a role to play. See, when the last time you seen the moon trying to outshine the sun? Never. And you never will, because they know their role. But humans, being misguided by the Lord and his minions, are still at their game of flipping the world upside down. See, it was the Lord's plan to multiply woman's sorrow, Genesis 3:16. If the Lord had been a righteous God, he would have multiplied her understanding and not her conception and sorrow. All we see is light, but it all came from you. And if you're a black woman that don't understand that you're a symbolic of the universe, symbolic of the universe, then I encourage you to find that understanding. The masculine energy that we serve, whether it be Jesus, Buddha, Jehovah, Krishna, Aten, Atum, Oshun, all these masculine energies, whether it be the car, the pocketbook, the house, the nails, the weave, the eyelashes, the car, all these masculine energies is a breakdown from the feminine energy. All this stuff breaks down from the feminine energy, because the feminine energy is the unseen. So what did they do? They taught you to fear yourself by scaring you with monsters and demons and devils. They made it hard for you to look within, because looking inside, you can see the evil. You can see the violence. You can see the destruction. And it looked wrong to you. No, I can't do that. No, I shouldn't do that. You was taught, no, I can't do that. No, I shouldn't do that. The Lord put you up on that game. What they didn't tell you is some good come up out that evil. Some satisfaction come up out that destruction. Some equilibrium will come up out that turmoil. Everything we see came out of frustration. Everything you see came from out of frustration. Friction. Friction creates matter. But they want you to run from yourself versus run to yourself. And here's why. The reason is, the more you chase the light, they can control the darkness. Because if you're not controlling what you're creating, subconsciously, they can plant light in you that will birth creatures and monsters and demons. Because some of us study nature. And with nature, you have to study the parallels. And they put it in your face all the time, the serpent and the cross. Darkness versus light, masculine versus feminine. So we have to understand the light and the darkness. And see, the light came up out that darkness. See, that's what happened with all the destruction and the turmoil and what we would consider evil. Light came up out of it. Light came up out that darkness. And light moves. Like, it doesn't sit still. It moves in all directions simultaneously. And because it moves in all directions simultaneously, it resembles a cross. Because light moves horizontal, it moves vertical. It go up, it go down, it go side to side, north, east, west, and south. Light moves in all directions. And people argue whether the world is round or flat. It ain't neither. It's a plane. T. It's a plane T. It's a light plane. The world go as far as the eyes can see. You just have to keep crossing the waters. You on a plane T. You on a plane. A light plane. It will go as far as you can go. That's why they limit your ass. In a dome. Or they put up Antarctica to stop you from going so far, because it will keep going. They don't want you to know it keeps going. It is a plane, a light plane. It will go as far as the eye can see. I hope that resonates. I hope you understand. As you go, it go. So you have this serpent in the cross. The serpent symbolizes darkness. And a lot of us scared of snakes. A lot of people scared of snakes. The serpent symbolizes darkness. And in that darkness exists a lot of things. Everything exists in that darkness. But they only told you the bad things, which were the demons and devils and stuff. But out of that same darkness, you get cars and houses and trees and flowers and fruits and... See, you get all that stuff up out that darkness. But they scared you into wanting to stay away from it by giving you the monsters and scary movies and telling you about this Lord that's going to punish you and do all this stuff out of his fear. Because when you tap into that darkness, you can recreate everything. You can recreate everything. And how you... Let me tell you how to tap into the darkness. And see why y'all ain't paying no attention. I'm going to tell you how they play in the game. So if you ever looked at the Hindu statues, right? And you see the devas. And diva is female, is feminine. For niggas, the naga, or the niggas, which is masculine, diva is the feminine. And so when you look at them Hindu divas, you see that cobra's hood to show you her crown. You see them big lips on that black woman face, and you see that cobra hood showing you that her crown is there. She has risen to the crown chakra. And then she has that python's body. And she have a rattlesnake tail. See, what you got access to, and we were smart enough to put it in symbolism so that you can remember who you are. Like I just did the post on the Sphinx, telling you to remember who you are, and showing you, and they trying to get you to remember, how do you get this energy going? Well, that python with that rattlesnake tail. See, it's in the rattle. See, it's in the rattle. And you gotta feel the rattle, and you feeling it. And so this is what they do. They give you some good music. And they give you a video, BET. And while you rattling, creating and shaking up that kundalini energy, that serpent fire. They giving you monsters and demons, feeding your subconscious with monsters and demons, because they want to control your darkness. They want to control what you focus on creating. They want to control what you focus on creating. So while they got you creating these monsters, they got you creating these monsters, but you afraid to look at the monster because they told you to be afraid. And so while you creating these monsters, they learning how to tame them. Are they taming them for you? Because you ain't taming them. You ain't working with them. You just creating them. You just creating these monsters. And so while they got you creating these monsters, they got a whole nother plan in play. They gonna bring these monsters to your reality because they already exist, right? These monsters already exist. You charming them up. That's the word, charm. You charming them, the cobra. Yeah, that crown chakra activated. That crown chakra activated with that rattlesnake tail going. That ass is shaking. That energy you generating. And so, how they gonna bring these monsters to your reality? Well, they already exist on the plane S's. That's what the S is, the cross and the serpent. These monsters exist in the darkness because the darkness contains everything. And so while you not focusing on what's inside your darkness, they creating something inside your darkness in order for them to bring it into your plain T or bring it to the light. Because you just creating, they're using the black woman right now. And she doesn't even realize it. What you see is that you fighting with the light right now. That's on the surface. You shouldn't even be worried about the light right now. You need to be getting your darkness together. Because here's the thing. Do you really want to know the secret? Did you know that the external light is a reflection of your internal being? And I said did because this is something that you once knew. And this applies to women, all women, but especially the ebony woman, the reflection of the universe woman. The secret is you create the world from the inside out. So the more you face your internal self, the more the outside world will change. It will follow you. So they want you to feel yourself and not deal with your internal thoughts that contradict your feelings. They know if you focus on your thoughts versus on your feelings, the world would change. Why? Because feelings come after thoughts. Feelings came up out of thoughts. Thoughts came first. Everything starts with the thought. So let me let you hear what some people think about you. And then I'm going to tell you why they think that about you.
From Israel named Lior Narkis. Lior Narkis, an Israeli artist, was pumping up the Jewish soldiers to get ready to go bomb Gaza. How many of y'all know they always talk about how they need music for the military? But when they got ready to go massacre, just wholesale of people, they get pumped up first. And black family, you want to call your religion, you want to call black ancient systems demonic? When we tell you ninjas to go back to your ancient spiritual systems that was hijacked by these religious systems, You want to call your own ancient black ancestors' practices and rituals demonic? No, let me show you demonic. Let me show you demonic. Lior Narkis, a famous Israeli artist, to pump up the soldiers over there, to pump them up to get ready to murder masses of people. What did he say? Y'all, I'm gonna cut this down, and I only showed you a couple of clips. He was speaking in Hebrew. What did he say? In case y'all missed those broadcasts that I did, in case you missed me posting it on multiple platforms, he said, "Gaza, you black woman, you trash. Gaza, you bitch. Gaza, daughter of a huge whore like your mother. Gaza. Gaza, you whore." Some of y'all don't understand your black magic when you sit up here and say stuff like, why they worried about us over here? Why they pulling the foundation of black Americans in they issue? It's spiritual, silly. I just did my ancestors webinar when I was talking about the civil priestesses, the civil prophetesses. These ancient black women from thousands of years ago were the original Vatican. They were the divine order. And white, no, hardly any white or black governments and militaries that knew of these women, they came to their temples to seek their wisdom before they made major decisions. Their face were used as amulets before they went to war for good luck. Businesses used to hang their faces as amulets on the outside of their businesses for success. The very place where the Vatican is situated, when you study the word, even the word Vatican, is talking about witchcraft and sorcery that had directly to do with these black women. And the actual geographical location where Italy is situated, where the Vatican City inside of Italy is situated, these ancient black women used to prophesy there. And they had temples throughout most of the known world. So they buried their history, and they buried the fact that their rituals and their spiritual systems were hijacked by every single major religion. There is a trace of their rituals and their rites that were infused in every single one. Exactly, Malik, that Black Madonna that they still bow down to.
To this day, Nick. Black whore. They called you a black whore. Do you understand? A black whore that contains the wrong spirit. Why would they go to the least to say that about a people that they don't really interact with? It is something that they know. You black whore. You goddess. That right now is currently housing the wrong spirit. They know that you create the world from the inside out. They know. So they mad at you. Because you don't know. And you entertaining the wrong spirits. That's why the world going in chaos. Because you in chaos. Do you not understand? Do you not get it? That you are the reflection of the universe. They know the energy that the black woman possess. They don't want to see total destruction. Because it can happen. The powers that be are focusing on creating a new light. Remember that space I said that was caught, that was put in between us when the feminist movement was created? That wedge that came in between us, which caused this space? This space, because it has put a wedge between us, we're now in a middle ground. And this middle ground is a transition period. And because we're in a transitional period, you see a lot of trans things going on. Everybody's switching up. Because we're in the middle of some shit. We done caused a separation between the masculine and feminine. It's like we pulling the molecules apart. And in this transition, we getting a whole bunch of stuff that we want to call normal, but it's really not normal. It's the shit that exists in the transition. And anything that gets stuck in this transition won't make it to the other side. Because there is no room for the shit in the middle. Because as long as we're in the middle, we ain't even 100 no more. If that makes sense. It's like everything is 50-50 now. It's 50% masculine, 50% feminine. There is no whole. There is no 100% masculine, 100% feminine. And so therefore it got a lot of people iffy on where they stand. And because we don't have a place where we stand, and because the feminine energy is a latching on energy, it latches on because of what? The valence electron, which latches on. And now that you got everything is in this transition, the masculine energy done became perverted. Why is the masculine energy perverted? Is because instead of it connecting with the feminine, it's trying to take on a feminine role. Just like we got some of the feminine trying to take on a masculine role. Because we're in this transition where you get a lot of trans people from. And so it done got women into this trans state. And with the latching on, because what the feminine energy does, it latches on to a sun. A black hole travels the universe and latches onto a sun, or it creates a sun that it latched onto. And so the feminine energy has latched onto a transistent sun. And it's following this transistent sun to where the point it looking like the sun. Because it got caught up in this transition. But because the feminine energy has fallen into a trance, is thinking that it doesn't have equality. But when it follows its nature, there's no such thing as equality. You got that. I can't compete in that area. So it has caused us to get off balance. So like, we don't understand the light versus the darkness, or the immaterial versus the material, or the physical versus the spiritual, or God versus the devil, Cain and Abel, Adam and Eve. Like, it's a continuing thing. Like, it's gonna always be masculine and feminine. But when one tried to do the other, like I said earlier, on some way down the road shit, which maybe the elites don't even know, because they seem to be wanting to create this feminine power so that they can bring forth some beings that human beings ain't ready for. You know what I'm saying? And so, but at the end of the day, when the feminine energy begins to consume the light, everything becomes darkness. A black hole, when it swallows the sun, it doesn't just stop there. It consumes the galaxy. It don't just stop at consuming the sun. So again, we're on a path of total destruction. If I didn't make sense before, we're on a path of total destruction. Not just currently, but in the long run. And by seeing the future, we should be able to change it now, make a difference, make a change. But there's a problem, and I think I kind of figured out what the problem is. And it goes back to the Cain and Abel story. And I know that probably sounds weird, and go back to the Cain and Abel story, but I'm gonna tell you what I mean. So we know that Cain grew the food, and Abel, he was the farmer. Well, both of them was farmers, but Cain tended the vegetables, and Abel tended the herds. So when we look at this, and thinking about the story as far as how the Lord thought Abel's sacrifice was greater than Cain's, and so therefore Cain felt some type of way, so he decided to kill Abel, right? So let's look at this. So food is light. Your vegetables and all the good green stuff that you put in your body, that is all light, right? The animal is light too, but animal comes with something a little bit different, at least in this story. I have to get to that another day about vegetables. So in this story, the food is light and the animal represent the darkness or death, right? And so Abel dealt with the spirit, whereas Cain dealt with the physical. So when Cain killed Abel, he did one thing, and he removed the spirit. Just like Abel removed the spirit, and the Lord was pleased. See, the Lord deals with spirit a lot. He deals with that. But that's a story for another day. So Cain deals with the physical, and Abel dealt with the spirit. And when Cain killed Abel, if we all supposed to be the descendants of Cain, I'm going to just go based off the Bible story, right? if we all supposed to be the descendants of Cain, which we're not, but I'm going to just keep it in context. If we all supposed to be the descendants of Cain, when Cain killed Abel, he removed Abel's spirit from his body. Because Cain dealt with the physical, over time, people were going to become more physical. Whereas they move away from the spirituality and think only in physicality. Money, cars, houses. And because of this, people have become weak. People have become weak spiritually. We focus on each other like we really doing something to each other and not recognizing that the fact that we all being oppressed by the Lord or the government. The person beside you being oppressed just like you being oppressed. No matter what color they is. And because we looking at each other as the problem and not the oppressor, we tend to just worry about ourselves. We get more into this holier than thou. Whereas the problem has become because we ain't trying to self-correct our oppressor and want to take our problems out on each other. We have gotten to the point where some of us are like, well, fuck it. I just try to make enough money so that I can escape. Well, if the oppressor is pressing harder on me now, or in other words, my bills are getting higher, the cost of living is getting higher, I'll just try to make more money. If I make enough money, I'll escape. We're trying to run from the problem versus addressing the problem. We are people. Not fucking machines. We have lost our spirit. And our spirit is gone because the feminine energy don't know shit about it. It has been totally inundated with masculine energy. What happened to if one struggle, we all struggle? I thought we had gotten past survival. We still carrying on with animal behavior. That got to tell you something about your leaders. No rulers have brought you no peace. Your rulers ain't brought you no peace. Allah ain't brought the Muslims no peace. Jesus ain't brought no Christian no peace. Buddha. Jehovah ain't brought the witnesses no peace. Oshun, the seven African powers. Africans still ain't found no peace. And our main ruler, which is the government that we all serving, ain't brought us no peace. Where we gonna find our peace at? When we gonna realize that it's us that must bring us our salvation? And stop giving all this pie in the sky our energy and begin to focus on who we see in front of each other. Instead of just worrying about I. You will never make enough money to escape this type of oppression. You will not escape it. You will just work yourself into the fucking grave. It is time that the light be checked. It is time for the great mother to return. But when she returns, her energy is going to be based off your energy. Feminine energy. If she returns, when she returns, if she returns in her masculine form, she will return demonic. She will return with chaos. Because the feminine energy has to have a son, because we dealing with universal law now. We ain't dealing with nobody's opinion and their damn feelings. So because the feminine energy has to have some form of masculine energy that it is attached to. And so that's what perverted the masculine energy, because the perverted masculine energy is a transistent sun. This perverted transistent sun, and with the feminine energy based off the feminist movement, which was a masculine movement, the feminist movement gave or led, I should say, I use the word led in a way, the feminine energy to latch onto a transistent sun, because the feminist movement gave the notion that the feminine energy can relate to a transistent sun, which is a dwarf sun because it's burning out. And so with the masculine energy had been in proper form, and with us understanding nature, then the masculine energy would have understood that the connection with the feminine energy was a mental connection and not a physical connection. Because a physical connection is an external connection, and a mental connection is an internal connection. But because the masculine energy connected to the feminine energy in a physical manner, we fell into a deep transition. To where the perversion is, the masculine energy want to take on the role of the feminine energy. And where you get your BBLs and long nails and all this aesthetics. This long ass hair weave. Like, all these aesthetics come from this transistent sun, which is becoming a dwarf star. And so the feminist movement made the feminine energy be able to relate to a dwarf star or a transistent sun, versus looking at a sun. Because when you are a sun, they calling that toxic, because they want you to be a dwarf star or a transistent sun. Because they want to make you believe. Because why, with the transistent sun, you have the sun connecting with the feminine external. And so therefore, with this transistent sun, it's able to relay better. Because when a feminine is in her masculine energy, she's looking at the physicality versus the internal shit. She's looking at the external. And that's how it was easier to relate to this transistent sun. So hopefully you guys understand that how the energies is all about energy, external and internal. And so, what else? So this is a like a recap that you have to understand the internal and external and how everything is everything, because everything is connected, masculine and feminine. And so I hope you guys understood about what I meant by planes, because the planes are basically planets. The plane T is a planet. A plane with a T is a planet, and a plane S is planes, what we call dimensions. And like I said, in these different dimensions, you have beings around you 24/7. You are never alone. There's always somebody with you. They exist on these planes that you cannot see. And some people can see. And so that's to clear that up. I brought that Cain and Abel up just in case you guys were lost with that one. And so I was talking about how it's about God and the devil, masculine and feminine. And I said Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. So if we think about this story and we think about Cain and Abel, what do we get? Well, all I ever talk about is light and darkness. And if you haven't figured it out by now, anytime I say light, that's masculine and darkness is feminine. And when light is also material things and darkness is also spiritual things. Because, again, I say this all the time, knowledge is multidimensional. And so, if you think about the Cain and Abel story, when I said Cain and Abel, that'll tell you something. If Cain dealt with the physical and Abel killed something dealing with the spirit, that should tell you that Abel may not have been a boy. He may have been a girl. And when you think about it, Christianity has been all about subverting the feminine energy from its start. And that's why they didn't even want to give the mother any courtesy. They just called her Holy Ghost, because it's all about subverting the feminine power. And so, when you think about the Cain and Abel story, you can see how Abel could very well be a female, or feminine. And when I was researching a long time ago, I researched a book called The Devil's Bible. And when I was reading The Devil's Bible, it mentioned that Abel was a female. And it talks about how it was, and it's been years ago, but it talked about how it was something about the sacrificing of the first daughter, or sacrificing the feminine energy. It's something about subverting the feminine energy in some form or fashion. And so, because that's what this whole thing is about, is keeping the feminine energy out of power. But like I'm trying to get you to understand now, it's time to check the masculine energy. It's time to check that masculine energy, because we outside of nature, we off balance. We can't have the masculine and the feminine both chasing masculine energy. That throws everything off balance. So we got to get back in balance. We both can't be chasing the light. Somebody got to play the darkness to keep things balanced. The feminine energy that's supposed to balance this selfish masculine energy. But when you got both energies, the feminine and the masculine energy, both being selfish, the world goes into chaos. And the reason being is because both energies can't be chasing the light. Somebody has to play the darkness. The masculine energy is selfish because it has to provide light for its family, just like a planet, or the sun, I should say. The sun has to provide light to all the planets that's around it. But the feminine energy can't be selfish because it's not built that way. When the feminine energy is selfish, it only worries about self. All right, look at the thing about this. Don't you know that every tree that provides fruit, something for you to eat, is a feminine tree, is a female tree? Masculine trees does not provide anything. It's a feminine tree that produces apples, that produces oranges, that produces peaches, that produces plums, that produce that herb you smoke. That's feminine. The masculine tree doesn't provide any of that. So when the feminine becomes selfish, nothing will exist when the feminine energy is selfish. Because it's the feminine energy that shares. It's the feminine energy that provides. So somebody has to play the darkness. Somebody has to be feminine. And I know y'all not trying to make the masculine energy feminine, because if the masculine energy become feminine and the feminine energy become masculine, oh, everything is destroyed. Nothing is going to exist. I mean, we already upside down, inside out already. How far are we going to allow them to take us to where nothing exists no more? To total destruction? See, it's the darkness or the feminine energy that's supposed to be creating a new way to live right now. Create new ways to self-govern right now. Create new ways to teach the children right now. Create new ways to see value in the world right now. But if the feminine energy is focused on this masculine side, then all this worried about is having fancy cars and fancy houses and becoming a millionaire and in this luxury pocketbook and these high heels and these nails and this weave in my head and all this stuff is worrying about all these aesthetics that it got from this transistor sun versus worrying about all the internal things, what it's supposed to be focused on. And see, when the feminine energy is not playing its part, is how we get to the point where we having to pay for a water bill, paying for food and paying for shelter and paying for electricity. It's because the feminine energy is not checking this masculine shit. It's like, no, the feminine energy like, okay, this is what it is, so I'm going to just be masculine and get out here and work hard and do all this shit to try to provide these things that we should be having for free. We fucking humans. But yet they done tricked the feminine to having to pay for water and pay for food and pay for electricity. Shit that as a human being you should have for free. But because the feminine energy is not checking the masculine energy, but yet it's trying to become masculine, the world is off balance. A lot of shit don't make sense no more. And it don't make sense because the feminine energy is falling in line with the masculine energy versus standing up and making sure shit is balanced. That's the role of the feminine energy, to make sure shit is balanced. So I think I'm gonna leave it right there. Hopefully you guys was able to understand where I'm coming from. Hopefully you understand the significance of the feminine energy and why you need to get back into your feminine role. Hopefully I was able to make that clear so that you can have an understanding of the role of the feminine energy. Now, I can't tell you how to be feminine. I'm masculine. But I can damn sure tell you what the feminine energy should be focused on. And it's damn sure not on masculine shit. Because right now we headed into chaos. And if you don't believe me, you will see it soon. So I'm trying to put the stuff out there that I think we need to have so that we can check this masculine energy before it's too late. So that we can save ourselves. Because if you thinking that I'm like, oh, everything gonna be over in the next 2 years, nah, I'm talking about in the long run. In the long run, we're headed for it on a path of self-destruction. And with AI here now, if we don't get this nature shit in check, artificial intelligence will run the world. And artificial intelligence will possibly decide where humans are no longer useful. No matter how much stuff we doing trying to set up our next generation, if we don't get our nature in check, artificial intelligence will decide where humans are no longer useful. And you ain't got to worry about your great-grandkids. Ain't none of them going to be here. So this is something that we got to understand. Please share this video if you found some value to it. If you didn't find value to it, I encourage you to go back and listen. Because you probably didn't listen good the first time. So I encourage you to share this. I would greatly appreciate it because this is something that we definitely need to begin to understand. And get ready for the next episode to come out. I am slow about doing podcasts because this is just not something I'm into doing like that. I just try to do stuff when I have the urge and when the right lesson need to be told. So keep an eye out for March. I will be dropping something. Not sure exactly when yet. So just keep checking back in. So please subscribe. That way, so when I do drop it, you'll be notified. So thank you guys again for checking out the Fundamental Breakdown. Please share the video and we out.